T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Foodstuffs. I am in for Tim Convey, who usually handles the Foodstuffs duties, but he's out of the country right now.
Yeah, he writes all that stuff and finds the stories.
Uh-huh.
And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. It's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Go
check
get
out
some.
The barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke.
It's good.
It is good.
I come up with my own taglines, Jen, when I'm doing Foodstuffs.
Have you ever thought about being in advertising?
You know, I feel like I might be. I'm looking for something to fall back on.
Yeah,
this radio thing. Who knows how long?
I think you're good
it's gonna
at it,
last.
But Courtney, she's good.
Okay, so
Foodstuffs.
Today is a big day. It is. Oh, no. So tomorrow is. It's National Fried Chicken Day. Guess who's going to benefit from that?
Ooh.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, everybody's talking about them right now.
Chick-fil-A is like, finally, it's on a Saturday. Popeyes.
Popeyes,
of course. Come on. They were so smart in relaunching their chicken sandwich on National Sandwich Day and knowing that Fried Chicken Day is a week later.
And a Sunday.
Yes.
And a Sunday. Have you had the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
I haven't had it. Have you guys had it?
I've had. Okay, everybody vouch for me here. Go ahead. Tell them the story. Monday?
She talked about the Popeyes chicken sandwich like 2 days before it became a thing.
Oh, really?
I had it over the weekend.
And you liked it that much?
I called my mother and said, you have got to go to Popeyes and try this chicken sandwich. She went on Sunday. Monday I came in and talked about it. Then it blew up. It's that good. I just had my second one this week.
Really?
But it's not worth dying over. It's not worth wrecking your car, which I saw a woman do that in a drive-thru.
But you may want to leave the house brawless, like Courtney's mom.
Only I can say those things, Kevin.
Right. Come on, Kevin.
That's a daughter thing, not a stranger talking about my mom. But it's true. So go get your Popeyes. And also, what is today, Kevin?
Today is National Cappuccino Day.
There you go.
Oh.
Well, I saw a lot of people have their Starbucks cups that they got yesterday. Very excited about them. They have the holiday cups out, and they also have the reusable cup.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, see, Greg and I, what's your name? Greg and I can't get the commemorative cup because you have to order a holiday drink. And I got some tea yesterday.
Oh, yeah, there's no, the tea people always
get the shaft.
But they do, man. Half the time, they don't even make it. They're like, hey, here's some hot water, and they throw a couple of bags at you. Fix it yourself.
Do you want a Mary Teemus mug?
I mean, I wouldn't mind one.
All right.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yesterday, I ordered a huge tea, and I said, could I just, like, buy one of those cups? And they're like, no, it's a promotional thing. You only get it if you buy a holiday drink.
Well, it's a holiday drink, too. It's not.
Yeah, but there's no holiday tea.
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
But by the way,
I carry.
I don't know about you this morning, but the Starbucks I went into yesterday had like piles and piles of those cups because last year they ran out super early. And some woman called while I was there and he's like, yeah, uh-huh. Oh, the red cups? I think we have two left. Yeah, you better hurry. The one woman who was working with them was like, you are not right.
They mess with people. That's why they write your name wrong. Hello, Kark. Still my favorite. Mark with the C. Kark. All right, we're moving on. Do you have anything else to say about Starbucks? It was supposed to be a tiny little story. All right, Aldi's, their advent calendar came out this week.
The wine advent calendar. I saw people in line at like 6 a.m. They got a voucher to come back at 9 a.m. to get the...
Yeah, it's a big it's a big deal. Yeah. It's a big deal. They people line up for it. And I don't know if anybody has any left, but we just wanted to remind you. I saw a lot of people pick one up. People that posted it on Facebook.
There aren't any left.
And then Coca-Cola finally throwing their hat in the ring with the seltzer game. You know, Pepsi jumped on board with... what is it called? Bubbly.
Yeah.
And, you know, with LaCroix and now all the hard seltzers, they're finally, it's their biggest move in years.
I bet.
Coca-Cola's biggest move. And they are going to be, they're launching a new line of seltzers in March called AHA. 8 flavors. 2 of them even have a little caffeine in them.
Oh.
I don't really need that, but okay.
I knew Kevin was going to do it.
I know. A little AHA.
Take on me.
Uh-huh. Did you ever play the Renegade theme for you when we promoted you coming in?
No. Yes. The Stick song?
No. From the TV
show. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. And finally, these are the Thanksgiving dishes Americans secretly hate. What was the top spot?
Cranberries.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a secret.
It's not a secret. No.
Cranberries out of a can.
Yeah, that can.
Even the pilgrims hated them.
I think.
If it comes out of a can, don't even bother. Just don't serve cranberries.
Oh, some people like just the canned cranberry. You can't say that. Yeah. Some people love that taste.
That's my brother.
I think a lot of people do.
Well, why is it the top of the most hated?
Well, I'm just saying you can't say that if you're going to serve the cranberries, the canned cranberries is a no-go.
Passing over your can. Sorry.
Number 2 is kind of a surprising casserole that people love.
Green bean?
Green bean casserole.
Really?
At 24%. And after that...
Your relatives.
Yes. Sweet potatoes and sweet potato casserole. That's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
It's dessert-y.
You know what, man? I've learned to make sweet potatoes pretty awesomely.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. And not like Thanksgiving-y, but...
But just when you want to make them at home.
Yeah, you know, you roast them.
Yeah.
You gotta cube them, and then you put a little orange juice in there. That's the secret.
Ooh, yeah.
It's more crispy when you...
Yeah. All right. Thank you for the tip.
No, you're welcome.
And also, these are also surprising. The next, pumpkin pie.
What?
I've had not a great pumpkin pie. Yeah. It's got too much of the allspice in it.
Yeah.
You know the ones that are way heavy on the...
I think if you've had one bad experience, like if you don't eat sweet potatoes or pumpkin very often and you have one bad experience, then that's it. You kind of like rule it out.
My grandma started putting bourbon in pumpkin pie for like 6 years and it wasn't good, man. she made a great pumpkin pie, but we just didn't have the heart to tell her. But yeah, it was like heavy bourbon.
Oh, really?
Really a lot of bourbon.
She's like, one cup for the pie, one cup for me.
So last year I was out. I was on the road in Des Moines for Thanksgiving. And I have really...
Why do you have to brag about your travels?
I know. I mean, I go everywhere. So I was up there, and I have a really close friend up there, and he invited us over for Thanksgiving, and I was like, I got to bring something. So I was at Quick Trip, and they had pies there. They were selling pies over Thanksgiving at Quick Trip, but they were Eckerd's pies, okay?
Oh, really?
So I'm with my friend Rafe Williams, who's a comedian. He was opening for me, and we go up there, and he's like, dude, you can't bring gas station pies to your friend's thing, man. And, like, he tells him when we're up there, he's like, he got them at a gas station, and there's a gas station pie. Well, guess what? It was the biggest hit of the whole Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, you knew the source.
I was like the gas station pie guy, like the dirtbag that couldn't make anything. They're awesome. They're so good.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Eckerd's.
They're not dumb.
You're an Illinois person. You know about Eckerd's.
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah. And then finally, rounding out the list of secretly hating an item, what's the biggest item?
Turkey?
Stuffing.
Turkey.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Really?
Yeah, I don't love turkey.
Some people dry it out.
I like sidesgiving.
Oh, yeah?
I'm all about the sides.
Not me, man. I'm just turkey.
Are you?
Yeah. My friend Mark Gross, he's a comedian. His favorite thing every year when, you know, they ask, do you want white or dark meat? He cuts the turkey. He goes, would anybody care for some jive turkey?
That's his big line
line. It's a big dad joke, and it kills every time.
Every time?
No, they all hate it.
That's Food Stuffs.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny today and a high of 38, 29 overnight tonight, and then close to 60.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.